The Great Sending, Season 3. God's Heart for the World Beating Through You, a series of devotions edited by Will Soans and published by 10th Power Publishing of Elgin, Illinois. Season 3 focuses upon the Great Christ Sending. Here in Episode 2, written by Dr. Larry Sodero, we focus upon the fields ripe for harvest. Matthew chapter 9, beginning with verse 35, tells us that Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Matthew chapter 9 is a chapter of healing miracles of Jesus. Jesus heals a paralytic carried on a stretcher by friends. He raises from death the daughter of a ruler, and on the way to see that daughter, he cures a woman who for years had been victim to severe bleeding. He heals two blind men and restores speech to a demon-possessed man. The result of all this healing is not only restored people, but great crowds who follow Jesus, some seeking healing for themselves, and others who are just plain curious about this miracle worker. As Jesus looked out over the crowds, we are told he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. The Missio Dei is to love and care for those who are hurting, helpless, and lost. That love, direct from God, would culminate on a cross. While Jesus is preparing his disciples to take over his ministry, he teaches them by example how to love. This at times includes loving the unlovable. Jesus points out the crowd to his disciples and uses agricultural imagery to emphasize the urgency of loving people with the love of God. Harvest time is always an exciting time. Months of hard work and prayer culminate in the farmer bringing in the fruits of his labor. Prior to the invention of big machinery, friends and neighbors would work together to harvest the crops. Time was of the essence because bad weather and bugs were current threats to the harvest. If left in the field too long, the crops might spoil. While Orange County, California is an urban community with 3 million people, it is still home to small acreages of land where strawberries are grown every winter and spring. When the strawberries are ripe and ready for harvest, it is not unusual to see 10 or more workers in the strawberry patch, working together to harvest the ripe fruit. Workers are critical in the field when the harvest is ready. Knowing the urgency, Jesus says to his disciples, "Pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." First, you see, he instructs them to pray. Then he sends them out. This text is often read at the installation of professional church workers and is certainly applicable to that setting. But this passage is not limited to the work ahead for professional church workers. As each of us demonstrates the love of God to one who is hurting, lonely, or lost, we are participating in the harvest. We pray for workers to participate in the harvest, and we also pray for each of us to see those in our lives who need to know Jesus. Through our baptism, we are called to participate in the harvest by loving people and pointing them to Christ. More important than harvesting strawberries is harvesting the people for whom Christ died as he waits to welcome them into his kingdom. As you reflect upon this, ask yourself, what did Jesus mean by sending out laborers for the harvest? And then think about your circle of friends, your neighborhood. What does the harvest look like in your neighborhood? To whom is God calling you to love in the name of Jesus? We pray. Dear Father in heaven, I thank you for the gift of your Son who gave his life for me. Give me eyes to see the harvest of people who still need to know that love of Jesus, and give me the wisdom to share Jesus with them. May my words and actions help to bring in the harvest. I pray in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.